Daniela Castellanos moved from Colombia to London with a mission. She wanted to sell bags made by indigenous artisans in her native country. But things didn't exactly go to plan. To be blunt, nobody wanted the things. So how'd she go from the precipice of failure to today overseeing an up-and-coming it brand in the fashion world? This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Daniela tells her story.
Well, I was born in Manizales. Manizales is in Colombia, so it's 6 hours driving from Bogota. I grew up there most of my life with my mom. And yeah, part-time of my dad, they divorced when I was 4 years old. Since I'm very young, 4, 6 years old, I've always been a little entrepreneur selling stuff and doing my own small businesses and bringing things from the States and sell them in Colombia at school. You know, life brings you to places you don't never know, like, why. But I was doing my degree as a journalist, and sadly, my mother died. I was really young, and then I was quite lost for a time, for 1 to 2 years, and I didn't know, like, what was the purpose of my life, and I always been very spiritual. And when that happened, I was trying to find out, like, what is the world about, you know? So I was reading about metaphysics, and I was studying different religions, and then I came across with shamans, and I started doing some shamanic studies and drinking some of these ayahuasca drinks they give in my country. And then I went to Brazil to do a ceremony with shamans there. And that trip in Brazil, during the ceremonies, I found and I met a group of English people. And then I was just like, yeah, talking to them, and one of the guys, like an old business guy, he told me, like, you want to do an internship in London, you're always welcome. I came here first time just to study. I was 22. I studied my English and I improved my skills. And then the only thing that I needed to get my degree was the thesis, the dissertation. So I remember I went back to Colombia. I started traveling and writing about these people. So these women, the Wayuu women, is an ethnic group, they've been weaving this bag for centuries, 1800. And they survived from these bags, and these bags had been a part of their culture. So it's something that is actually a tradition, a cultural heritage. And they don't only make bags, they make amazing hammocks, which take almost 2 months to weave, tote bags as well, and crossbody bags. So it's beautiful. It's part of the craftsmanship and heritage that they have in their blood. There are so many problems in La Guajira. I needed to understand what was the situation over there to write the stories. And I find out there is no clean water, no electricity. You go out there and you live like a native. So you live sleeping hammocks and you live in huts, and then you see the conditions, they're really hard. There is no bathroom, there's no kitchen, there is no TV. It's completely a natural desert. But at the same time, it's really sad because there is no education or no schools. And I was really touched about that. And when I saw kids dying for starvation, and when I saw there was not enough water for some of the villages to cover, you know, the supply of the people. So I was trying to find out more about that. These bags are very popular in Colombia, and they become popular like from the last 7, 8 years in Europe, but they were quite difficult to get and sometimes very overpriced and expensive. I remember one time when I came to the UK first time, I saw someone wear one of those, and I thought, you know, like, this is really rare in England. Why don't I bring these bags now with a social mission and with a different concept? Why I don't bring the bags with the name of the weavers telling the story? I have all the videos, I have all this amazing project, and I'm very passionate about it. So I brought 50 bags, the first bags. It was not only bags that I brought. I have this idea of why I don't bring this bag with Swarovski crystals, with leather, why I don't create different products, because the bags are, you know, people know them in the world, but there is nothing different. What I'm going to be different? So I thought, I'm going to stick crystals to make them different and make them more luxurious. And then I'm going to start doing bracelets as well with Swarovski crystals and backpacks. I went knocking every boutique possible. I was like knocking doors. I was emailing people. I was trying to sell bags. I was completely frustrated. All my dreams came down because no one wanted to buy my bags. And I was like, but this is made in Colombia by indigenous women. This is like they didn't care. It's like, yeah, so what? We don't wanna buy this. So I realized there was a trade show. So I asked my dad, I lent money from him, and I get into this trade show. And actually, some women and people like the bags. So I sold a little bit of them, which gave me a little bit of cash, but it's still really hard. So I decided, like, how am I gonna live? So I thought, like, I'm vegetarian, but I'm gonna become vegan. So this is gonna save me money. So I survived like that for 4 months. Then after those 4 months, I actually burned out because I was with a lot of stress, and I didn't sell, and then I was shaking at night, like waking up with like sweating, and then I went to the doctor, and then I have a vitamin B12 deficiency because I was not eating meat and not eating properly. So I told my dad, actually, and I told him, it was 24th of December, I remember, and he said, like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know, I lost track of time. And it was Christmas. And he said, look, you know, forget it. He helped me with a ticket, and then I have Christmas with him next day. And then I come back 2 weeks after, and then I thought, I'm not going to give up. Okay, I'm going to get help. So I found this organization called the Princess Trust. It taught me about finance, cash flow, markups, margins. And yeah, it started, like, everything started working from that, from zero. I think you just really... things start happening when you really work hard. And I was in every summer fair, summer show in the streets in London, just selling bracelets, just telling people what I do, going back to my website, giving them away. And then I start seeing, one moment I start seeing a lot of money like coming in. And then I didn't have that big expenses, but I saw that it could work as a business.
Daniela Castellanos there, founder of the brand Castellano Ethnic Origins. Tune into Eureka number 7 next Friday. Jimmy Cregan explains how a road trip across Australia led to his iced coffee empire here in the UK. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.